joining us on the phone this morning, Rock goalie Nick Rose. This weekend begins the playoffs, and we're very excited to have Nick with us this morning. Nick, here's my question. Now, they've changed the playoff rules this season, so this first round is do or die. How do you feel about the fact that you guys have had this amazing season, but you play this first game, and it's do or die?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just kind of comes with the territory. We knew the deal coming into the season, and at some point we were going to be playing a one-gamer where we got to play our best game and move on if that's what we were trying to do. So we got to find a way to just be ready to go.
So this is a situation, Nick. You're playing Rochester this weekend. If you win in advance, I mean, there's a bunch of the teams are all vying for the same thing this weekend. It's that one game thing. And then after that, when you do beat Rochester, it's the best out of three, right?
Yeah, the semifinals are 2 out of 3, and then the championship would be a 2 out of 3 as well.
Okay, how badly do you guys want a shot at the Bandits?
It's tough answering that because we really got to just focus on Rochester this week. Obviously, I know it's cliche, but anytime we play the Bandits, always probably the best rivalry in the league. But we both kind of got to still earn our right to face each other next weekend, so we can't really get too far ahead of ourselves.
Got to tell you, Nick, how does it feel when you're at the arena and everybody is chanting your name? What a feeling, because I get there, I'm screaming. I'm not one for doing that kind of chanting with everybody, but all of a sudden, I just become part of the whole group. You got to feel good about that.
Yeah, I mean, anytime we get to play in front of our home fans, feels great. But yeah, I mean, if they're chanting my name, obviously, I probably made a good save or whatever, so things are going well, but... Yeah, I know it's awesome. We love our fans, and we're excited to have the number one seed and the playoffs kind of go through Rock City.
And that is, congratulations on that, finishing first. And also congratulations to you on a very good season personally, right?
Yeah, no, it's been a good regular season for sure. But, obviously the last couple of years we've came up just a little bit short of our ultimate goal in the playoffs. So we understand that we put ourselves in a great position and clinched home four, but kind of the real season starts this weekend, obviously.
You know what, Nick, what changed? Because, it really was an outstanding year for the whole team. What do you think changed with the players? Was it just better mindset or?
Yeah, I think guys were pretty motivated coming into this season. Obviously, the way last year ended in the Eastern Finals against Buffalo obviously left a little bit of a sour pill in our mouth or whatever. We just coming into the season, we just kind of wanted to put our best foot forward, give ourselves a chance to obviously host a lot of playoff games, and we've done that. But yeah, I think guys were pretty motivated this offseason.
All right, well, the road to the championship starts this weekend against Rochester right here in Hamilton, and we've got two sets of tickets to give away to listeners. We want to know what they actually chant when it comes to Nick's name. If you can tell us what that is, text us at 10290, and we'll pick two sets of winners. Nick, thanks for joining us this morning. Congratulations on a great season, and we look forward to an exciting playoff season.
Yeah, no, we're excited as well. Thanks for having me on, and looking forward to the game this weekend in front of our home crowd.
Thanks a lot, Nick. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys. Take care.